Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Story Bex is the founder and CEO of Pink Print Firm. They are a grant writing organization empowering businesses by unlocking access to funding. Welcome to the show, Stormy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Personal life. I haven't had one as much since I've been building this brand. I'm sure a lot of startup founders can agree. I've been like super obsessive and focused on just building the company and doing our mission. I think I got inspired by this work simply by seeing the need. It was like during that time where COVID was really, you know, demolishing a lot of businesses financially. And a lot of people were going towards like loans and credit cards. And I was like, oh, there's a lot of grants that they're giving out right now. We need to try to find these other opportunities. And so started off, honestly, just education. We were doing like free Zoom classes, in-person classes in New York. And then people would say, well, can you do the application for us? Can you do this for us? And ended up turning into us answering the call for the need that was there. And now it's turned into, you know, multi-million dollar grant writing firm. So it's pretty cool to see it all happen in real time.
For sure. You know, I don't know that I have a very cursory understanding of grants. And that's just because I have a friend that was in the business for a little while. How did you come to even realize that they were a thing?
The need for myself, you know, I was in a position where I just simply did not have proper credit or proper revenue to get the funds that I was needing traditionally. And so that's when I hit a crazy Google search, right? And I'm just deep diving into the rabbit holes of other opportunities that are out there for small businesses. And I'm finding all these different things, and grants pops up one day. And I went on, it was the like congressional hearing. They were talking about all the money they were giving out in the state. And I was like, wow, they're giving out billions of dollars. How do I find this stuff? Right. And so I just went on like grants.gov and started finding these opportunities. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is pretty cool. I can write something such as a resume almost about the business and articulate myself in a way where someone would infuse capital into my business that I didn't have to pay back. I said, that's a win-win if you ask me.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yeah. So that's how I kind of got into it.
You're like, wait, what? Okay. So, and like, what does the grant universe look like? Is there money available for just about everything? Is it narrow?
It's so vast. It's insane, actually, the things that I see that people will infuse capital into. You know, there's so many people who have been through so many things in life. And so with the understanding that they also have this mission and they've raised money or they've gotten funded from the government, and now they're kind of dispersing it to small businesses to help them push their mission or individuals, it's just so vast. There's grants for small businesses, there's grants for individuals, grants for, you know, religious communities. It's so vast.
And where does the money come from?
Yeah, it can be like private funding. So it can be like private corporations or foundations. A lot of times it's also the state will give out the money, or it's the federal government who's giving out the money. And they're typically putting it with, you know, different departments who then disperse it locally, or private foundations who have raised capital through donations and fundraisers who are then now giving grants out. So there's a few different sources.
And the idea is that, let's say that we're in the state of Minnesota and Minnesota decides, you know, we have a shortage of educators, and or we recognize there's a problem. We want to address this problem. We're going to make money available. And so they say, hey, we're offering grants for this thing. Anybody can apply.
Yep, exactly. They'll have like a eligibility. They'll say you have to meet these requirements. You know, maybe that's 18 years and older, US based, live in Minnesota, you know, have a small business registered. And then they'll say, fill out this application online, which typically is about 10 to 15 questions, answering questions about your mission. How do you do it? What makes you different? Your budget, things of that nature. And then from there, judges will essentially take all the applicants and say, who were the best five or the best 10 from this pile, this is who will be awarded the money.
Okay. So I imagine that early on it was less competitive and today it's probably a lot more competitive.
As people are learning about the opportunity, yes, the competition is going up heavily, but I still think that a lot of people do not have the skill set to really articulate themselves properly for what a grant is looking for. And so what I'm seeing is that I've been a judge on a couple of grants that we've offered and offered, you know, with other organizations. There's simple things like grammar that are really eliminating people. There's simple things like not answering the question in depth. Because if you're imagining, I don't know you and you don't know me, right? If I'm going to get a full scope of who you are, you have to elaborate. You have to give me all the detail. I can't be left with questions after reading your grant proposal or application because I'm not going to call you. It's not like an interview process. So we're just taking the paperwork and this is what we're going off of. So I just find that there's a lack of people really understanding what's required to be successful with grants.
In a lot of ways, I think when you hear there's 15 questions or 10 questions or whatever, you think, oh, that's really easy. But in reality, it's probably way harder when it's fewer because you're needing to do what you just said in a very short amount of time or words.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to understand what are the meat and potatoes that they really need to know and how can I do that? Not only in 10 questions, but also with 200 characters or 150 characters. And so that's where the skill of writing has really come in, the creativity of being able to tell about someone's business, elaborate on it, but do it concise and creative to where it also intrigues the reader. If you can imagine, if I've read 1,000 applicants, they all start to blend together and blur together. And so when I get one that just pops off with their story and with the passion and with the excitement and a really clear mission and vision of where they're looking to go, it's just a no-brainer. So those are like the things that we have infused into our writing process to help small businesses, you know, eliminate some of the barrier to entry.
I also imagine, and you can tell me, you can just tell me when I'm wrong about this stuff, that when all of a sudden I have ChatGPT and I can open up and I can say, hey, can you give me, write a grant proposal for XYZ, and it spits it out. That just makes your job even more valuable because there's probably so many people that are just lazy in doing that.
Yeah, there's been a lot of conversation about, is AI going to take over, you know, our industry? And the good thing about it is at this point, AI can't articulate passion. They can't articulate human emotion as much as we would want it to. It can give you some guidelines to help you write. I say use AI for prompting you for like that writer's block, but you cannot use AI to write a full proposal. They actually have tools now like ZeroGPT that a lot of, you know, grant organizations that are giving out funds are utilizing to see, is this proposal AI written? Because what they're wanting to do is give it to people who have done the work to articulate themselves and present themselves on their own behalf, you know? So that's a big thing in the grant writing industry.
So there's a lot of things in life, maybe all of them, where there's an art and a science. And the art is obviously what you've just been describing. How do I explain what I do in a way that is attention grabbing, but succinct and gets the job done? And the science is not everybody's going to get these. And so I probably need to have some kind of a strategy that says, don't just apply for one and then think that I'm going to get it.
Yeah, that's so good because our strategy we use, it's called a boilerplate. So it's essentially one proposal that templates most of the questions you're going to see on applications. We use that as like a baseline for every grant that we're applying to. So it helps us apply quicker because on every application, we don't have to think of a new thing to say. We're just using the copy and paste method and, like, you know, changing up a few things as necessary to align with the grant's mission. And so our goal is that people apply to one grant a day. We say one grant a day keeps the debt away. And so if you can be consistent in your approach, you will find that you're winning consistently, because grants, there's no limit on how many you can win. So if you apply to 30 in a month, you can win 2 or 5 or 10, you know, there's no limit. And so we just tell people to consistently apply. I know one a day is kind of, you know, overreaching, right, for the average person, but try to get in, you know, 2 applications a week and you'll see some success rolling out for sure.
And is it, there's grants for hundreds of dollars and then grants for thousands of dollars?
It goes up to the millions. It goes up to the millions. So you can find micro grants as low as $100, $250, $500. And then you can find for specific projects that they're doing, you know, multi-million dollar grants for transportation, construction, medical, education, all of those different things. Mental health has been a big one. Staff development, workforce development has been a huge one as well. So it ranges so far.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
So for people who are listening, obviously, how do I know if what I'm doing, I'm a business owner, should I be considering this?
Yeah, I think that you should be considering it at all points. You know, debt-free funding is so vital because your revenue, you've increased your revenue by not having to pay someone back, right? So you should always be considering, is there a grant for me? And then also, I think that you should be considering it if you're at the point where you don't have to have a revenue requirement, but you have a very clear vision of where you're looking to go in the next 3 to 5 years. You also have a very clear mission for your business. So I know for me, we serve minority business owners. We help them get debt-free capital. That's what we do. That's everything about our business. And so if you can't really explain to someone in an elevator pitch what your business does and get them excited about it, I don't think you're grant ready. And then there's documentation processes, right? So you need to have your business bank account. You need to make sure you have like a website, some social media. I know you looked me up on LinkedIn. Grant organizations are doing the same thing. They want to feel like you're doing what you say you're doing. So some digital footprint is helpful as well. And I think those are kind of some of the starting guidelines on when you are grant ready.
Which obviously makes sense. You know, whoever's giving the grant, if it's a individual or a foundation or the government, they want to make sure that there's not going to be fraud, because there's fraud everywhere in every walk of life. So
exactly. Yeah. And they've implemented some things too, where some grants will have you kind of report back, you know, they'll give the money to you in draws. So they'll be like, okay, once you've spent $5,000 and we can go over the budget and we can see that the progression has been done, then we'll release the next, you know, amount of funding. So there's some that do that to prevent some of that as well. But the ones who don't, they're doing a little bit more research on your digital footprint and your mission. And so that'll be important for you to make sure you have that.
That makes sense. All right. So I need to have a functioning business. I need the bank accounts. I need website. I need social media. I just need to be a going concern, something that's actually taking place. And then to be able to articulate my vision and mission. And that's one of those things that you could say you need to have a vision and mission, but I don't know that everybody understands exactly how to sort of put that together, to think about it, and then to actually articulate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for me, they go hand in hand because your vision is what you're looking to do in the future. So you need to be able to say, okay, our goal is to, you know, end homelessness in Georgia, right? Our goal is to completely eliminate homelessness in Georgia. And then your mission is kind of the day-to-day on how you're doing that. So we serve the homeless community in Georgia by providing housing for affordable pricing and whatever that may look like, right? And so when you're putting those two things together, it's really understanding how are you doing what you say you're going to do, and then how far can you take that with the vehicle that you're using? That would be the vision. So those are kind of the things that will help you navigate how to produce a mission and a vision statement for your business. And they don't have to be long. These are like two sentences at the most. It's not a huge long paragraph, but it needs to be clear.
Yeah, certainly. And then having the, I think you said boilerplate, some kind of a template. How long, if I am doing one a day to keep the debt away, how long am I spending typically to customize my template for the new opportunity?
Yeah, of course, there's going to be a learning curve, right? So your first few, I would imagine it's taking anyone, you know, from anywhere from 20 to 35 minutes. Just if you have that boilerplate, if you're going with nothing, then it's going to take you about an hour to think of everything to say. But once you kind of get the handle of it and you understand how the applications look, honestly, we're applying in 15 minutes, right? And this is how we're able to keep consistency. But I do think that you have to go and apply to see how the process looks, because some people think that grants are daunting because they've never opened an application. And if you're actually running a legitimate business, most of the questions you probably can answer, you know, now. And so the easiest thing to do, answer the question, talk it out. Like, they have these AIs now where you can talk and it will transcribe for you. Talk it out. Talk to your friend. You know, answer the question as if you're talking to your friend. Have the AI, the bot, transcribe it. And then all you need to do is condense it into the proper, you know, word count, make sure the grammar is good, and then kind of change up some words for a little more excitement. And then you've got the answer, you know.
And how do I even get started? How do I start searching? How do I identify different opportunities to apply for?
Absolutely. I think that a lot of people are using like Google, and they find that it's hard to find grants because Google, you'll go on Google and type like grants for women and it'll be ads out the galore. So you need to use actual grant databases that are compiled of different opportunities that are available for people who are looking for grants and not a bunch of ads. So we use grantwatch.com on a daily basis, and we love grants.gov. It's a little less user-friendly, but it's still really good informational-wise. And then HelloSkip has been a really helpful tool as well. HelloSkip.com is what we use mostly for like for-profit business owners, because for-profit and nonprofit can win grants.
Nice. Is there anybody that shouldn't be considering this?
Anyone that should not be considering this, I would say, honestly, no. If you're an individual, you're going to find less grant opportunities. Like if you haven't started the business yet, there will be less opportunities for you. If you're an individual and you're like, hey, I just am a swim instructor and I want to get some grants for my program, you can find grants for that. But trying to go under a small business, then of course that wouldn't really work. So I would just say, you're pretty much good if you have a business and you're operating and you're looking to grow and scale.
Nice. And who should come talk with you, and what do you take them from soup to nuts? Kind of tell us about your process.
Yeah, our process is we like people to be grant ready. So come to us when you're like, hey, we are grant ready. We've got the checklist done. And now we are just wanting to hire someone to take over the time that it takes to research, to write, to articulate this, to, you know, help us apply to grants. Because our service, we do the full process of the writing to the actual application as well. And so if you are, you know, a woman in business, if you have a small business or a nonprofit, and you are looking to get some capital infused into your business and you want to do it debt-free, then we would be able to help you navigate how that process works.
Excellent. And how do they find you?
Yeah, they can find us. Our website is pinkprintfirm.com, www.pinkprintfirm.com. And you can find us across all social platforms under the same. And our contact information and our email is all on our website.
Excellent. Well, Stormy, thank you so much for coming back on. Give us the website one more time, please.
Sure. It's pinkprintfirm.com.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Stormy your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas, or somebody that you know that is in business and they've got such a wonderful thing that they're going on, but they're just not quite where they want to be, or they're already where they want to be, but they're trying to go a little further. Just spread the word about this awesome opportunity. Go to pinkprintfirm.com. Check out everything that Stormy's been talking about today. Thanks again, Stormy.
Thank you.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.